Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. I want to speak to you today about what design intelligence is observing in our culture and how this is directly impacting our national sense of self and our future. All of these dynamics will impact each of your organizations and businesses over the balance of this year and beyond. Our national crisis is nothing short of a four-headed monster threatening to undo much of what is good, as well as forcing redefinitions and reinventions to utterly change what is bad across society. The oldest and yet unresolved head of this monster is the screaming face of prejudice, judgment, and victimization. Whether it be race against race, orientation against orientation, gender against gender, or socioeconomic conflicts, the shouting has escalated to ever-increasing levels of screaming, and no one is listening. Basic societal protocols have been kicked to the curb, and violence in word and deed are all that's left. Violence initiated nor violence as a first reaction are acceptable nor ultimately effective towards changing the chronic norm of prejudice we have allowed to exist in our society. As a beacon of hope and opportunity to the world, the United States, by and large, has maintained a hypocritical posture through its societal practices of marginalization and accepted inequity. It's time to stop and change this once and for all. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a bad place. We're in an unhealthy posture as a people, a society. So what's a citizen to do? What ought rational people be thinking and speaking and doing that can turn this tide? It begins with a personal, introspective review of one's own prejudices, biases, and judgments. It starts with making peace with those in your family, your circle of friends, and your extended neighborhoods and communities. It's about laying down the secondaries of hurtful attitudes and actions to take up the primaries of reconciliation, care, and compassion. From there, it means reaching out to whoever you encounter in your day-to-day, offering encouragements and courage, a helping hand, and maybe reaching into your pocket to share what you have. For those whose jobs are secure, whose type of work somehow makes it through this collapse mostly unscathed, well, you're in a wondrous position to help many around you who so desperately need help. The basic truth of generosity calls you to turn inside out and express tangible compassion towards others. The second head of the monster is the bitter and deeply seated political divide in which the country currently finds itself. When more than anything, what the American people need is unity and solidarity, we have instead been consistently assaulted by demeaning, foolish, and vindictive rhetoric, spilling out over the media channels, diminishing any hope a suffering populace might be clinging to. Our country is not being led. Rather, it's being sucked into an ever-increasing irrationality, moving the United States from being the leader of nations to becoming an embarrassment around the world. The third head of this monster is the highly contagious and highly contentious COVID-19 virus, which has exposed not only our fears and deepest insecurities, but has also laid bare the nation's utter inability to address a crisis such as this. This mix of fear, uncertainty, and inability has left the country's population deeply mistrustful and without confidence in both government leaders and supposed expert authorities. COVID-19 has a mind of its own, and none have yet been able to discern it. The scientific community is still at a loss to understand the lifespan, behavioral determinants, and morphing composition of this living yet deadly enemy. The last of the monster's heads is economic collapse spreading across the nation. The level of freefall and new unemployment has been overwhelming. The losses from this alone will not be calculable for several months. More impactful is the rising level of permanent job loss within that staggering number of 40 million plus new unemployment claims. Furloughs and temporary layoffs are painful and hard to take, but they are, in essence, temporary. Most in this temporary situation will hopefully be back to work before year end. Hopefully. Those in the permanent job loss category are the ones in real trouble. Depending on the company they were let go from and their state of residence, unemployment financial support will, in most cases, not be sufficient to cover their basic expenses over a lengthened period. For those in the built environment industry, we offer the following insight. Take it or leave it. The U.S. economy has taken such deep hits that it's muddled for us to understand what's next. Most economic crises begin with some powerful event, like a huge boulder dropped from a height into a small pond. The initial splash seems like the point of focus, but it's not. The focus must be on the ongoing waves after the drop, from which the true destruction occurs. The seemingly secure backlog of work you currently have on your books may not sustain these waves. Much of what's in place will erode either permanently or will be postponed for months later. It's incumbent on you to conduct a thorough review of your backlog each week. Check into your client's financial status. It's changing almost daily. Perform appropriate due diligence of banks and other financial sources underwriting the projects. And stay connected to the key stakeholders for each project to assess their staying power. Lastly, we urge you to plan and prepare for more economic distress. This means maintaining a conservative cash posture, leveraging new applied intelligence towards effective business development, and ensuring you have the best of the best on your bench. I hope we are absolutely wrong. I hope our cautious words come to nothing. I hope none of the trouble we've been warning about comes to pass. I hope. But hope is not a strategy, so please be strategic. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.